After Yehuda's speech in Perek Mem Dalet, we're told in Perek Mem Hey, "V'lo yachol Yosef letapek l'chol anitzavim alav, v'yikra hotziu kolish me'alai, v'lo amad ish ito b'yitvaday Yosef alachav." Torah says Yosef could no longer control himself, and he called that all the Egyptians should leave the room when he admitted who he was before his brothers. What does this pasuk mean? Rashi tells us that what Yosef could not tolerate was that the Mitzriim would be in the room and hear his brothers being embarrassed when he admitted who he was. And even though his brothers had been put through so much, this level of embarrassment Yosef could not bring upon them. And that's why the pasuk emphasizes that no one was there when Yosef revealed himself to the brothers. And so you see here that even when you need to do what you need to do, as Yosef was doing, to make sure that the embarrassment goes no further than it needs to go. You see here one level of Yosef's sensitivity. The Bechor Shor understands the pasuk differently. Not that Yosef could not tolerate his brothers being embarrassed this much, but that Yosef could not hold back himself from revealing himself. V'lo yachol Yosef letapek milivkot umilihidgalut lahem atzmo, from crying with them, from crying and revealing himself. Ki lo matza ma'aneh v'hikir divrei emet ki mitzta'er aviv yoter midai. He saw that it had gone too far, and even if rationally he felt that he should hold out longer, he could no longer control himself and felt that he had to put an end to this. We see here that the balance between truth and whatever Yosef's mission was here, and the sensitivity to other people, like the brothers said in the end of last week's parsha, when Yosef was being so mean to them, "Aval ashamim anachnu, we're guilty because we heard our brother crying out to us and we were insensitive." The insensitivity as an independent question from whatever decisions we make. In fact, the Ramban tells us that this is why Yehuda gave such a long speech, and this is why the Torah elaborates and quotes the whole speech. The Ramban, last perek, Mem Dalet Yud Tet, he starts off, "Lo yadati tam la'arichu divrei Yehuda b'sipur." Why do we have such a long speech here? And then he says, "Asher yeroi li al derech hapshat she'enem rak tachanunim lahoyer rachamav." It was Yehuda beseeching him to engender his mercy, and according to the Bechor Shor, he succeeded at that. I think there's an additional point here to emphasize as well. Yosef could no longer control himself. He had to admit who he was, but he waited to clear the room. And then Pasuk Bet, even when a person cannot control themselves, they have to be careful to control themselves to make sure not to embarrass others. So Yosef couldn't control himself, but first he made sure to control himself as long as necessary in order not to embarrass them. How often do we find ourselves being unable to control ourselves and really being unable to control ourselves? We learn from here the sensitivity of A, being overcome by emotion, but also being able to balance that with controlling how and when we express it.